Welcome to the Cyber Snapshot podcast series hosted by TSPI. Today we're speaking with Richard McKinney, the former CIO of the Department of Transportation, who will be discussing the value of creating the right cybersecurity culture at any agency and much more. And Richard, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And before we jump in and talk about cybersecurity, tell us about your roles and responsibilities as the former CIO of the DOT.
Well, as the chief information officer, I had responsibility for the planning and the management of all the information systems technology that is used within the department, coordinating the efforts amongst all the operating administrations, which is probably the steepest challenge, being a federated kind of decentralized environment. It's sort of soup to nuts when it comes to information technology.
That's great. And certainly cybersecurity played a big role in that. So tell us quickly about the value of creating the right cybersecurity culture at any government agency.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everyone understands that cybersecurity in general is an essential part of all of your planning and all of your execution. It has to be forefront in your mind as you maintain systems, as you build new systems, as you just manage day to day. And, there's this world that we live in is replete with the challenges that come with that. You know, the federal government in general and DOT as well is under constant attack and surveillance by, any number of entities. And you have to be super vigilant about that, and you have to have the right tools, and you have to have the right people. You have to have the right skill sets to manage that technology, and also just to keep eyes and ears on everything that's going on your network and in your infrastructure.
That's great, and I believe we've talked about this before last week when we connected, but tell us about how having the right chemistry between an agency CIO and their CISO is critical to helping advance cyber efforts. And I believe you had a great chemistry with your CISO when you were at the DOT as well.
That's correct. My CISO was Andrew Orndorff, who is, in my opinion, is the best CISO in the federal government. I came to completely rely and depend upon him. One of the things about being a CIO is that it's a lot like being an orchestra leader, and you're up on the podium with the baton in your hand, and you got all these players, and clearly one of the critical players in a CIO office is the CISO. And as I was saying a minute ago about how cyber is really woven into everything you do, which really means that I involved Andrew in almost every decision that I made. I can't think of anything that I did that Andrew wasn't sitting there right there beside me. And I can't remember making a decision without first looking over to him and saying, we call him Drew. This is what he goes by. I'd say, Drew, where are you with this? Are you good with this? Or are we, is this the right way to go about doing this? Is there something you want to add to this conversation? And Drew was literally drawn into every conversation, every decision we made, because there's a cyber component to virtually everything that you do. And he was incredibly well-versed and talented when it comes to cyber. He kept up on the latest and greatest trends and issues and attack, vectors. And I mean, he was just a storehouse of all things cyber. So I just sort of, became completely married at the hip to him when it came to making decisions about the Department of Transportation. And we developed a very good working relationship, a very deep friendship. And I think we had the perfect balance between his office and my role as CIO.
That's great. You know, I guess overall from a high level, any other advice that you could give to other agency tech leaders about how to create this lasting cyber culture?
Well, I think it's just like what I said. I think you've got to draw them into every conversation. You've got to, you know, they've got to have a seat at the table about almost everything you do, so that it becomes, that's just the way you do business, is, you know, that the CISO and his team have their eyes and ears on all the decisions that are being made around the department, all the new technologies that are being brought on board, every move you make to the cloud, you know, literally everything. And you just have to, you have to build that kind of strong working relationship, that strong bond of trust between the two of you. And you know, all the CIOs that I became so familiar with and friends with in the federal government over the years, I think they would all just heartily agree with me that they work hard to develop and nurture a strong relationship with their CISO. And not only the CISO, but his or her team as well, because it takes a team. It's, you know, IT is a team sport, and it's a team sport in a broad sense across the CIO office. It's also a team sport within the CISO's office. So, you know, not only did I get to know Drew really well and work closely with him, I developed that same kind of relationship with a number of his key personnel who would take on various roles within the range of responsibility that falls in the CISO's office.
That's great. You know, Richard, really appreciate your insights today. Before we sign off, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
One of the things that I really took to heart and that I really believe was true is something that I heard Tony once say to all of us, and which is that you have to approach your job as a CIO. He said there are two types of CIOs, those that have been hacked and don't know it, and those that have been hacked and know it. In other words, you have to approach cyber like you're vulnerable. You can't think that, okay, I'm on top of this and I've got everything in place that I need, and you know, I'm bulletproof. You have to really approach it from the place of, okay, no matter how good I do, somebody's going to get in and get in on the inside and break into my systems. And you have to assume that somebody that you don't want to be there is amongst you. And you have to take the approach of how do I detect this activity? How do I remediate it when I find it? And how do I get smarter through that remediation? And how can I protect myself from the next one? But you have to know in this world that you are being crawled upon by any number of outside entities. And you just have to accept that, and you have to be hyper-vigilant.
That's great. You know, Richard, what a perfect way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Cyber Snapshot podcast interview hosted by TSPI with Richard McKinney, the former CIO of the DOT. And Richard was kind enough to share his insight into the value of creating the right cybersecurity culture, as well as much more. And Richard, thank you so much for your time today.
You are most welcome.